So lying on your back, just begin to notice how the floor touches the various parts of you. To locate the spot on the back of your head where the floor is touching you. And then what places on your rib cage are in contact. And what kind of contact does your lower back make with the floor? And the back of your pelvis. And begin to work a little bit with just letting your teeth separate from each other a little bit and then come back towards each other. Just repeat that movement several times. Then your teeth separate from each other and then come back towards each other. And as that occurs, notice if it seems to move directly downward, or is there any movement to the right or the left? Or are you not sure? So you very gently separate the teeth, bring them back towards each other. Of course, your lips separate as well at a certain point. And you want to just do an easy movement as far as you can go without increasing the effort. So the moment you have to try, you find yourself trying to go further, you stop there. And noticing as you do this, the extent to which you can remain free in the muscles of your neck and the muscles at the base of your head as well. And the next time you separate your teeth just a little bit, not the whole amount, but just a little bit, stay there and begin to work with translating your lower jaw a little bit to the right and back to the middle. Notice if you could move it just directly over to the right, just a slight amount. That's it. And notice as you do that how slow, small, and intentional a movement you can do. Noticing if your eyes and your tongues can stay relatively relaxed. They might be moving, but if they are, just note how. And again, with both of these movements, notice how slow a movement you can do. That doesn't have to be slow, but if you find yourself just kind of, you know, shooting your jaw over to the right and then, or bringing it over slowly and bringing it back to center quickly. Notice if you can exert some degree of control over your pace. Letting your breathing move through nice and easily. Good. And come back to neutral. And once again, just open and close your mouth as you did before. Notice if it feels any different. And then once again, separate your teeth, just a very comfortable amount. And begin now to translate your jaws a little bit, your lower jaw, a little bit to the left and back to neutral. Staying with your breathing, and if you run into a kind of a situation where you find your body tightening and there's just like a lot of effort to do this, let your breathing come back and just think of doing the movement before you do it. Give yourself a little time. Now, of course, I focused you on the teeth at the beginning, saying separate your teeth. So notice if what your sense is of what you're moving to the left and back. Are you focused on your teeth? Are you focused on the place where your jaws, your mandibles connect in with your head, the TMJs? Focus up kind of towards where your temples are, where the TMJ is. If you need to put your hands up there to be able to feel it, you'll feel that as you move to the left and back to the middle, you'll feel
some movement up there.
I mean, both bones on both sides move to the left. And by the way, translating it to the left means leaving the distance that it is when you start the same as you move it to the left. So in other words, you're not closing the mouth or opening it as it's going to the left. You leave it where it is and move it directly over to the left and back. That's it. Good. Good. And then move through the middle over to the right so that you're moving your jaws a little to the right and a little to the left. Good. Good. And come back to the middle once again. And once again, just open and close your mouth, separating the teeth, and notice what that's like now. Good. That's good. And then once again, separate your teeth a little ways. And this time, notice if you could translate your lower jaw directly forward. In other words, if you could jut your jaw a little forward and then bring it back. And again, once you've been able to access this movement, just notice how small and gentle a movement you can do. See, movements with the face, we usually do them very quickly because they're involved in speaking and making various gestures. But to actually do them slowly like this, it takes a little bit of work sometimes. And move your jaw a little bit forward, not as much as you've been, but just a little bit. And when it's there, notice if you could move it a little bit to the right and a little bit to the left from there. Again, with all of this, it's very, very slow. You want to do, I'd rather that you do no movement than do a quick, abrupt movement. Good. Good. And come back to neutral. And then just separate your teeth and bring them back from towards each other once again, and just notice what it's like now. Good. That's good. And just let yourself rest in whatever position is restful. And raise your knees up so that your feet are standing, a little further apart than shoulder width. And just let your legs move a little bit off to the right and a little bit off to the left, just to notice if you could go far enough so that you start to feel that if you go a little bit to the left, the movement of your legs will start to actually lift up your right hip joint and lift your pelvis, and you might actually feel this movement going up through your skeleton, through your rib cage. And if you go to the right with your legs, of course, it'll lift up your left hip joint, and you may feel the pull all the way through the ribs of your left side. Just let yourself move a little bit back and forth like this, just to let your body kind of unwind a little bit, because you've been lying still for a little bit. Just notice if you could stay free in your jaws as you do this. That's good. That's good. And come back to center, and you can lie with your legs up, your legs down, or however you like. And once again, separate your teeth and bring them back towards each other. You're going to and notice if you can sense the distance between the floor of your mouth and the roof of your mouth. A certain distance there, and it changes when you separate your teeth and bring them back towards each other. That's it. And then just let yourself rest in whatever is neutral. And begin to sense what portion of your mouth, that space between the floor of your mouth and the roof of your mouth, does your tongue take up? Again, you don't have to come up with an answer. It's just the asking the question. This may be the first time you've ever thought of this. Of course, your tongue varies in thickness at various places. And notice if your tongue actually feels relaxed. Is there any unnecessary holding or activity in the tongue that you're aware of? And sense from the tip of your tongue, right in the middle, on a line all the way back along the bottom of your tongue. Now, if you feel the bottom of your tongue, you might notice if you can feel, sometimes you can feel little saliva bubbles there, or you might feel parts of the floor of your mouth, or maybe parts of your tongue are touching the floor of your mouth, parts are not. But just notice whatever you become aware of. And then sense a line from the tip of your tongue along the bottom of your tongue towards where the tongue connects in with the floor of your mouth. There's a place where it turns from being a tongue into being the floor of your mouth. Notice if you could sense the line from the tip of your tongue back to that. Noticing if at that place where it connects into the floor of your mouth, if you feel that the tongue is at ease there. And where your tongue connects in with the floor of your mouth, notice between the bottom of the tongue and the top of the tongue, part of the tongue that faces your palate. How thick is your tongue at this point? How wide is your tongue at this point? And letting your teeth separate just a little bit, begin to work with the very slowest, smallest movement that you can do of moving the tip of your tongue forward past your teeth to touch the very middle of your lower lip. And then bring it back to neutral. sensing what goes on in your breathing, what goes on through your throat. What goes on in the temporomandibular joints. And then begin to move the tip of your tongue over to the right, just actually between the center of your lip and the right corner. So about halfway across to the right, your lower lip. And then to the very corner, the right corner of your mouth. Notice if you could touch the tongue just to the corner. And then a little bit to the right of the corner. So you're actually touching actually the inside of your right cheek. And then you could begin to notice what parts of the inside of your right cheek and the inside of your mouth can you actually touch with your tongue? I mean, you might be able to actually go as far as to touch where your jaws are, where your right temporomandibular joint is. Maybe not, maybe. You might be able to bring it kind of toward the very top of your mouth in front of your teeth. Of course, if you go and are touching the top of your mouth behind your teeth and you go over past center to the left, you could explore that side as well. And you might be able to touch the inside of your mouth in front of the lower teeth as well. By the way, when you are going behind the upper teeth, when you get to the part that's right underneath your nose, there are a couple of good points for opening up your sinuses there. You might just notice if you feel your sinuses opening when your tongue goes across the upper part right below your nose. good. And let yourself just rest from that. And just begin to open and close your mouth once again. And just notice what it's like now. Good. And if they're not already there, bring your knees up so that your feet are standing. That's good. And begin to notice the degree of relaxation in your jaws and in your tongue. Let that be in your awareness as you begin to work a little bit with a very small movement of tilting your pelvis so that your tailbone raises a little bit from the ground, like we were doing a few weeks ago, and then bringing it back. And you want to go only so far as you can go and let your breathing go on uninterfered with. You want your breathing to just come and go nice and easily. So even smaller movement than that. Yeah, let your pelvis rest. Don't even do the movement for a while. Let your breathing come back. There. That's it. Let your breathing come back in. Let your jaws be free. Think of something that makes you smile. That's good. And then just think of the movement of tilting your pelvis. And that's more than enough. And then lower it back. So you want to start off very small, so that you can really let your breathing stay nice and easy. And, you know, since we've been paying attention to your jaws and your tongue, so that you can let your jaws and your tongue be free while you do this. Now you see, sometimes you may be able to do this very easily. Some of you have been here for a while and, you know, you're used to kind of letting yourself be at ease with these movements, but some of you haven't, and it's a very way out of your habit to be doing such a small movement and to have your nervous system be in such a deep state of ease when you do it. So it's worth actually staying in that state of ease and making the movement secondary. Once you start doing it, it's like riding a bicycle. You kind of remember how to do it after that. And unfortunately, if you start off stressing yourself when you move, that's what you remember. So that's kind of what we're trying to go counter to that. And notice what a delicate, easy little movement you can do with your pelvis of just that slight little raising and lowering it, but let your breathing stay with you. That's it. That's it. Just let yourself breathe a little. Don't even worry about the movement. That's it. Let go of even the thought of the movement. You just your breathing coming and going. That's it. And then stay with that feeling in your breathing. And then you can think of tilting your pelvis and notice if you can let the breathing go on while you think of it. And then go as far in the direction of that as you can go and then come back. Again, noticing what goes on in your jaws. That's it. And with the ball in one hand, take your other hand behind your head. Lift your head and place the ball underneath your head.
The neck, the head.
The head. I know everyone loves putting it under the neck because it feels so good there, but this is actually... It's an actually kind of not what I would suggest is a comfortable position. It's a position for you to really adjust to. So notice the extent to which you can let your jaws be free in this position. And of course, your head is up quite a distance with this ball. And notice how far down your spine do you know that your head is on the ball? Does anything in your lower back know that your head is elevated? You might have a whole range of sensations, maybe focused in your neck or in your chest. But just notice how this position affects you and how you can allow yourself to adjust to it, to find ease within this unusual position. That's it. And take your hand behind your head, take the ball with the other hand. So one hand takes the ball, one hand takes your head, and then you can, that's it. Take the ball out, lower your head back. That felt comfortable?
So comfortable.
Oh, good. And notice your jaws, your breathing. Notice what goes on in your jaws and in your breathing. If now you actually lift your pelvis up in the air and place the ball underneath your pelvis, as far down as it goes without falling out, so right down near your tailbone. Now, Alan, if that is not comfortable for you, feel free not to do it. I could get you like a towel to use. And notice the extent to which you can let your jaws be free, that your tongue rests in your mouth, your eyes are free. Again, I've made the distinction with you between holding yourself in place and letting yourself balance on the ball. Now, again, the image that we use sometimes is of the spine as being like pearls on a string of pearls. And if a string of pearls were suspended at one end, it would just kind of drape toward the ground. So you can notice where your spine feels string of pearl-like and where it feels stick-like. That's it. Letting your jaws be free. Letting your eyes be free. I'm going to just help your eyes be even freer. That's it. That's it. That's good. And very gently, you can take the ball out, lower your pelvis back to the ground, noticing the extent to which you can maintain the length of your spine as you do this. That's it. And once again, let your legs roll a little bit to the right and a little to the left, and just follow the movement through your spine now. That's it. And come back to the middle, let your legs be wherever they feel the most at rest, and bring your arms out to the side as though you're floating in water. That's it. That's it. And just focus on giving the weight of your right arm entirely over to the ground. It's like there's a scale underneath your right arm, and any part of your right arm that's in contact with it is registering on this scale. And notice if you can work with removing perhaps half of the weight of your arm from that scale and then return it back. In other words, you're not interrupting contact between your arm and the ground. But if there were a scale there, you'd want to make your arm a little bit lighter on it and then lower the weight back and really take time to notice the process of giving your weight back to the floor after you've done that. And you want to make both of these processes, the process of removing that little bit of weight from the ground and the process of giving the weight back. So in other words, you're not just dropping the weight back and you're not yanking it off the floor. It's a real process of feeling yourself bringing the weight a little bit off and then feeling yourself return it. Once you have consciously returned the weight back, there's a period of an autonomic of your autonomic nervous system giving the weight back. You'll feel that after you have voluntarily done it, you'll feel parts of you that you didn't know were holding starting to let go. So give yourself a little time after you've released the weight back until you feel that there's a real kinesthetic quiet throughout your right arm. And you can feel sometimes this giving the weight of the arm back. Even into the middle of your chest, perhaps. You might feel it in your jaws. Just notice where you sense this. Yeah, if it's a little strain being out there, you can rest it. What's that? Very light, yes. Good. That's it. And then move your awareness now over to your left side. And just feel the left arm. You just offer your left arm to the ground. Just say, okay, you're here. I'll let you take care of my arm. And just feel what your sense is if there were a scale under your left arm. Just the sense of the weight of your left arm. And then begin to work with lifting the weight of your left arm a little bit, very gradually, from the floor. Could be maybe a portion of the weight of your left arm, maybe not even all of the weight. But if there were a scale there, you'd want it to be registering a little less weight without interrupting the contact between your arm and the ground. And then you very gently feel yourself lowering it back, and you just feel the process of your system adjusting afterwards. Each movement has like a little reverberation. It's like when you hit a bell, you strike a bell, you could hear the strike, and then you can hear the tone, and then you hear it fade at the end. So you want to wait until there's really that profound silence, kinesthetic silence at the end, before you begin to once again engage in the practice of letting your left arm's weight be lifted a little bit from the ground, and then feel yourself once again giving the weight back to the ground. Good. And then you could bring your arms down by your side. And once again, just open and close your mouth and just get a sense of what that's like now. Good. It's good. And in your own time, whenever you're ready to find your way up to standing, so that you can just walk around a little bit. And just get a sense of what changes you notice. Say goodbye to the people on the internets.